It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The best 60 minutes of your day and a busy Tuesday, because that means Jason Wilde in TVV. Jason Wilde will certainly talk about the Packers, and Tim Van Voren will talk about, the Miz. Have to talk about the Miz, but I've only one job: to get people so tired of hearing me talk about Leon Rose. There's no way to describe how amazing this is. What's the most amazing thing you've ever experienced in sports? This is more amazing. James Dolan was arguably the worst owner in the history of professional sports. Took over the Knicks. For 20 years, they won. The Knicks. They won, I believe, one playoff game from the time he took over. He hires Leon Rose in 2020. 6 years later, they won a title. That doesn't happen. And I don't know the particulars, but I know on a scale of 1 to 5 regarding the Knicks winning, Leon Rose is 1 through 5, and I don't know who's 6. Because you don't have the team without him. You don't have the coach without him. I haven't figured out exactly when they made the move from Thibodeau, who, by the way, is going to be a huge topic of discussion, not now, but at the end of the season for the Brewers, the Packers, that they didn't do what the Knicks did last year. Thibodeau took them further than they had gone in 20-some years, and they said, it's not good enough. We can do better. That could have been said about LaFleur 3 years ago, 2 years ago. Got there the first couple years with Rodgers, didn't get to the Super Bowl, and then ever since then, nothing. We can do better. And the new president didn't see it that way. But I would say unless they make the NFC Championship game this year, it's going to happen again. And they're going to use, and the Knicks are going to be used as an example. Thibodeau took them to the conference semi. And again, given 20 years, they did nothing. And then last year, they got to the conference championship. And they got rid of him. I'm assuming that Leon Rose made the decision, but I don't know. He may have decided who it was going to be. The word was that, at least to what I read, that they had 4 other people they wanted and they were turned down. You know why? Nobody wants to work for James Dolan. He's an idiot. Historic idiot. Like I said, imagine the manager of the Titanic getting another boat. You want to work on that boat? I don't think so. I can't exaggerate how terrible. Think of the worst thing you've ever experienced in sports. Don Morton, coach of Wisconsin football, way better than James Dolan. Given the success that the Knicks had had, 2 titles, and then Riley, Van Gundy got to the, they made the conference final. Yeah, they couldn't have made the NBA finals, or that wouldn't have been talked about. Leon Rose. That's all. Homer just sick and tired of talking about. I want to talk more about Leon Rose. Homer says Leon Rose is more impressive than the Miz. Agree, disagree. I have no idea who Leon Rose is. Those are the 3 choices. I know it's going to win. It floors me. I feel like I want to go around on the streets of New York. He needs a statue. You know why they won't give him a statue? Because they won't admit how horrific James Dolan was. You can go by David Stearns when he was when he was commissioner. There's a quote on even Dolan's Wikipedia page. He says, the Knicks are a mess. Go back and get all the stories. 1-800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text line lists more. Feel free to call in and tell me whatever you know about Leon Rose. I'd have to ask out there in terms of, I gotta give Dolan credit for hiring him, and that's so amazing. And how well the guy did. Never a general manager, an agent. Again, with The company, I don't know, is it CAA? What, that company doesn't make any difference. And then I want to believe somebody else other than Dolan's hired him, but I don't think that's the case. No experience as general manager. We've lived it and seen it with the Green Bay Packers. When did everything change? When they hired Ron Wolf. But Bob Harlan hadn't been an idiot for 20 years. The idiots in Green Bay had been when they had the executive committee. They changed that. But it would be like the executive committee after 20 years, all of a sudden, hire somebody and in 6 years you have a title. I'm happy if people call in and say, would you stop talking about Leon Rose? No, you can't. More amazing what he did than The Miz. Because it would be like, it'd be like if The Miz had a ERA of 20 before this year for five straight years. Miz was pitching in Little League. Miz couldn't get him out in Little League. And then he comes and in 6 years he leads the Brewers to a title. 1-800-990-3776. By the way, whenever or wherever you're listening, just know we're live on YouTube as well. You can watch the show, see what's happening in the studio, and comment along with us. Just search ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube and subscribe today. What were my obsessions? Getting Marcus Johnson into the Basketball Hall of Fame. This is bigger than that. Not that Marcus Johnson did anywhere close to what Leon Rose did. We'd like you to win the marathon crawling. That was the chance he had under the direction of the then, and for 20 years, the worst owner in the history of professional sports, James Dolan. Come on. He just did it. How do you describe what Leon Rose did as general manager of the Knicks? I think that's a pretty good start. It's like someone winning the marathon, the Olympic marathon, crawling. Everybody else is running. This person can't be done. Yeah, now you're getting it. Now you're getting it. You can't win with James Dolan as the owner. I think I'll have to go through the 20 years from the time that he took over in 2000. Now, the first year he's there, and I don't know, 1999, 2000, he may have been there when Van Gundy and everybody shocked the world. All right. 1-800-990-3776. Don't waste my time and think of calling in thinking that I'm going to talk less about Leon Rose. You want to be done with Leon Rose, then you have to wait until Jason Wilde takes over. All right, let's check the New York Knicks. 1999, they lost in the conference finals, Jeff Van Gundy. So Dolan takes over in 2000, somewhere right along that. Year before that, they lost in the NBA Finals. They made finals and conference finals 2 years in a row. He takes over in 2000. Lost first round in the playoffs. Next year, no playoffs. Next year, no playoffs. Next year, swept in the first round. Next year, no playoffs. 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 Then, they started. Lost first round, got swept again. Lost first round, won one game. And now, in his 12th year as president, they actually won a playoff, the only one, beating Boston before then losing. The next year, no playoffs. Then no playoffs, no playoffs, no playoffs, no playoffs, no playoffs, no playoffs. And then he takes over Leon Rose, 2020. Lost in the first round, no playoffs, lost in the conference semifinals, lost in the conference semifinals, lost in the conference finals, and won a championship. Yeah, until you can come up with a better explanation, I believe what Leon Rose did under the direction of the worst owner. I got to look up Wikipedia and what the quote they had from David Stearns about how pathetic the Knicks were. Like winning the Olympic marathon crawling. That's what Leon Rose did, given the history of James Dolan. Of course, I mentioned the Olympic marathon because the greatest runner ever in the Olympic marathon, a baby Bikila. This is Don Hudson, but I don't care. It's just associated. Abibi Bikila won the Olympic marathon, I believe it was 1960, barefoot. Barefoot in Italy, which I guess they say is it's a lot of it's tough in terms of concrete or whatever you have to run on. So what would you do if you're Abibi Bikila to show the world? Hey, I'm going to run it in 4 more years. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put shoes on. And he won it again. Now, even Abibi Bikila could not crawl and win. If you feel you have something more amazing than winning a title with James Dolan as the owner of your team, feel free. I try to think what the Olympics. Not even close. Not even close. That Herb Brooks, a very good coach. I mean, it was amazing. But this is not the amazing in terms of just the achievement, but the achievement given how pathetic they had been under his direction. If somebody's seen an article about Leon Rose and how horrific James Dolan was as his owner, feel free to pass it along and send it to me because it won't make me talk less about Leon Rose. There's nothing in his league. Miz, doing nice. Pretty good. Jackson Chirio, hitting well. The performance of Brunson in the set game 5, nice. I mean, they won the finals in 5 games. If it's 5 games, it can't be that close. The games can be close, but when you win 4-1, however the games were, that's a whooping. You come back from 30 points in all 4 of your wins. It's still a whooping when you do it 4 times in a row because it means it isn't that big a deal when you're playing them because whatever the lead is doesn't matter. Sorry, I apologize to Leon Rose for not mentioning him. I got sidetracked. Whoever you think is more amazing than Leon Rose, let me know because you do not fully appreciate how horrible the Knicks had been for 20 years until the worst owner in sports, James Dolan, then hired Leon Rose. Why he took the job, I have no idea. But what he did, amazing. Yes, Leon Rose won the Olympic marathon crawling. That's how hard it is to win with James Dolan as the owner of the team. Just check the 20 years before Leon Rose showed up. I want a statue. The biggest statue in Madison Square Garden. The biggest statue. Patrick Ewing's not even close. Is Leon Rose. He won under the ownership of James Dolan. Bill Russell couldn't have won under the ownership of James Dolan. I apologize to Leon Rose because I have undersold what he accomplished. I don't have the words to do it, but I'm getting there because I have no experience in this. What do you say? How do you explain it? Something that cannot happen and will never happen and has now. And I also apologize to followers of the Knicks because Dolan's even worse than I've described, and I just haven't figured out. I don't know how you do it. You go bankrupt in a day, or I don't know. It was. I will get the quote of David Stearns, the commissioner, from the Wikipedia page of James Dolan, but Jason Wilde. Should I tell him not to come because I want to talk more about Leon Rose? Alex says no. I apologize. I should. Sorry. Leon Rose deserves an entire hour. You have to have seen the movie about, the Richie Valens story where he has the song and the guy locks up the door and he won't let people come in. He plays it like 24 hours in a row. I think that's the movie. That's not Don Hudson, but it's close. Jason Wilde, La Bamba. Jason Wilde about Leon Rose? Maybe. Next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time. And he is three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year. It is the Jason Wilde Yingling Hotline. If you're wondering, and you were watching at 5 o'clock to see if the dome was open or closed, that was not done today because I did not want to take away from all the attention deserving to Leon Rose. So it'll be back other days, but this shows how the amount of respect that I have for Jason Wilde, because the entire hour should have gone to Leon Rose. Accomplished something as great as winning the Olympic marathon crawling, but we'll give Jason his time. Good evening, Jason.
Good evening, Homer. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me more about Leon.
See, this is the real world. Leon Rose.
What?
General. Well, no, it's pathetic that people don't know. Everybody should know. I mean, The Miz has done nothing compared to Leon Rose. James Dolan, owner of the New York Knicks for 20 years, horrible. Horrible.
Oh, he said, yeah.
The worst owner ever.
GM.
He hires Leon Rose in 2020. Yeah. 6 years later, they win a title. It can't be done.
Well,
you can't win under the direction of James Dolan. Nobody has ever won under the ownership of, under someone of an ownership that bad. So,
but I would also, because I read a good story about him, I was confused. I thought I knew who you were talking about. And then you said something about running a marathon. I was like, Leon Rose is some sort of marathoner?
No, I'm trying to figure out how to express the greatness of his accomplishment, and I don't...
So, I read this story about, I think it was on The Athletic, and like not, part of the reason why people don't know who he is because unlike some, he does not... He made very little effort. He was hardly ever available to the media.
Yeah.
He focused on the job and did it brilliantly. And built a, NBA championship team. So, yeah, no, he should be known, but
part statue, of the reason, biggest too, statue around Madison Square Garden. There's no way to describe how impossible it is to win a title with James Dolan as your owner.
I wish he was a little more visible, because I do think to the casual fan, which includes me, because I didn't really know much about him until I read about him, just like you had a – I thought you had a pretty good take on Thibodeau, by the way. I still think your call of Matt LaFleur until proving otherwise of him being Steve Mariucci is a far better take that you had. I still think there's something left in Matt LaFleur that's going to impress people. I just choose to believe that. I could be wrong. But the whole idea of a general manager, like Matt Arnold does not do a whole lot of media either, right? Like I complain about Goody, but Goody's different because the NFL's a little bit of a different deal. But I don't know, Matt Arnold, is he out front a lot? Does he do a lot
no,
of media? Do we
he
know?
Does not.
Like he just does a great job. Period.
Amazing, yeah. And again, that all goes to David Stearns. Because he hired him, and again, he didn't work. He didn't work with David Stearns. He competed against David Stearns. So when David Stearns got his GM job, he went after somebody he had competed against. That's not normally how it works. You usually bring people from where you were.
That you know. Yep, your guys. Yep, exactly.
And this is everything is everything is Arnold. Yes, he's trying to. And then he will, if he can do it, get, I won't be at the level of Leon Rose, but to be able to do it given the rules in baseball, which gives such an edge to a team like the Dodgers, if you're as smart, the Brewers are as smart as the Dodgers, but that's not good enough because they have the benefit of the money and they've done as well as the Brewers with young players. So to do it would make the Knicks title seem way more insignificant than people believe, because it would be 69 for the Brewers. 69
right.
years
over,
for Milwaukee
overcoming,
and not even Brewers.
Overcoming the financials of baseball is as impressive as overcoming James Dolan.
No, it's not. Nope. So don't go.
Close.
Nope. Okay, you can say whatever you want.
Now.
It's not the equal.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm willing to listen to other people because there's no discussion of it. And I got to go to the Wikipedia page of James Dolan, in which they quote David Stearns on how pathetic the Knicks were under Dolan's leadership. That's on his Wikipedia page.
As well it should be. I'm guessing Knicks fans are happy to update it with that kind of negative stuff, though.
I think it's been in there for some time. Yeah. I don't know who's the worst ownership. I mean, the Packers under the executive committee, they had a bad
run. Oh, back in the old days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That was bad.
All right. In 2007, NBA Commissioner David Stern criticized Dolan's management, saying, quote, "They're not a model of intelligent management." He said that about an owner.
Yeah.
Who he works for.
Right. Yeah, I respect it.
So anyway, I want to get to the Packers with you, but go ahead.
Who's the James Dolan of the NFL right now? I don't want to say Jimmy Haslam.
Of course. Not even close. Yes.
But I kind of feel like that's the answer, right?
I know. And I said now that he's going to get close to owning all of the Bucks. It's moving in that direction.
Yes,
and there would have been no hope for the Bucks if Dolan hadn't. Now there's a chance, maybe one in a million, but it was zero in a million before Leon Rose.
Okay.
So now the Bucks are capable of doing what the Knicks did under Haslam, who is now, I think, the worst owner in professional sports with what he's done to the Cleveland Browns.
I don't know Andrew Berry, their GM, particularly well. We have some mutual connections. But I will say this. What he did in the Myles Garrett trade is exactly what the other team that Jimmy Haslam owns some or all of with the Bucks. I mean, they got a really good young player.
How long has he been the GM with the Browns?
I mean, I'm pretty sure he was also the GM who made the decision at quarterback with Deshaun Watson. So, tomato. But, yeah. All right, you had something else you wanted to get.
No, I think you're going. That was going to be the next question with Haslam, that he isn't the full owner of the Bucks yet, but I believe it's moving in that direction. Wes Edens, I assume, will get out soon, and when he does, I think Haslam will buy his portion out.
Yeah, I don't love that, but it is what it is.
Yes, it is what it is, but anything's... I mean, there's no way you could do better to describe how incredible it is that James Dolan won a championship. All right, you have now 6 weeks, basically, right, until 6-7 before the Packers start training camp.
Yeah, like 45 days, I think.
So I can't. This is when I really like to ask you what you're working or what you're thinking about, because you got 45 days to fill. You probably have some vacation time in there, but you're always doing something.
Paula will tell you I'm bad at that. I do my 20 most important Packers countdown. I do my position preview. So I get back to it pretty quickly after the 4th of July. I would say, first of all, it's pretty late. I mean, July 29th is a pretty late start for the first practice of camp. Obviously, the first preseason game is in Pittsburgh on August 13th. Not that Aaron Rodgers will be playing in that game, but that'll be fun. I think we're always searching, myself, everybody who does another radio show.
I got the first story for you.
What is it?
Josh Jacobs. He's not going to miss a game. I have no ability to say that. It's irresponsible to say that. I have no inside information. I have less than no information. But I'm willing to say it. I don't think he's going to miss anything.
I do. I do thoroughly enjoy when you say irresponsible things and you immediately acknowledge that. And then for some reason, because you're the GOAT, which I still can't believe you didn't like my cartoon version.
It was fine. How do you want me to respond? Yeah. You do it whether I like it or not. And then you expect me to respond. Jason, I just thought it was fantastic. Feel like I've been incredibly open to the concept, even though.
You've been more open to it. And look, you can be obnoxious. You can be very.
Okay, let's move on back to Josh Jacobs.
No, we're not. But you have been very gracious, and it's because down deep inside you know that I'm right, that you are the gold.
Oh, you had to do a Tao show on me, right? Oh, yes. I forgot. You know why I do what I do.
I think I might be right on that one.
No, you're not right at all.
Tausch does.
Not right at all. You couldn't be more wrong. It just isn't worth a fight, because everything I do on this show is about the audience. I don't think the audience benefits from any discussion on it. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Call me Chinese next week if you wish. It shouldn't be.
Yeah, no, I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay, it shouldn't be a topic. So you want to go there? Fine.
Fair enough. All right. So. It is purely irresponsible, and I am not going to engage in the same irresponsible behavior that you tend to engage in with something like this. But I think ultimately there's a good chance you're going to be right.
And we both know that there's a possibility of suspension, even if you're not charged or found guilty.
Yes.
I don't know. You can give me the specifics on that.
The NFL has a wide array of options when it comes to the player conduct, personal conduct policy rules. And so, yes, there's more leeway that even if this does not end up going through the courts the way a traditional situation might, that could still. But I agree, like, as irresponsible as it might be, I agree that it's unlikely that this will result in him missing time based on reading the tea leaves at this moment.
And if that occurs, it's really good. And generally it never plays out that simply.
Well,
I
think there's been instances. And again, I do not have any, like, they declined. I know multiple outlets, including my friends at WBAY, where I do some regular TV up here in Green Bay, because I was talking to their sports director about this. They did do a Freedom of Information Act request, which the police department in Hobart, Lawrence declined and refused.
Could they refuse because there is nothing?
I think they refused it on the basis of that it's an ongoing investigation.
Oh, okay.
Which, again, I'm not a lawyer. I'd have to talk to my friend David Gruber or somebody else who knows a lot more than I do. But I still feel like ultimately the information will come out. The problem is right now with not knowing what that information is, you know, you kind of use anecdotal information about people's track records and whatever else. And I think that's a dangerous thing to do. At the same time, I totally understand why your position is what it is, because I tend to agree with it, but it is, you know, irresponsible. And so I try to avoid saying irresponsible things, even with the caveat of saying it's irresponsible. But based on the way this has unfolded thus far, it makes, because usually if there's something there, we wouldn't still be in this holding pattern, right? Now, that doesn't mean that isn't something there.
Yeah.
It just means that in other instances of this type of allegation, there is not this much lag time between an arrest and public statements by authorities and then some sort of action of criminal.
Yeah, we just
pursuit.
All want to know, well, what's going on, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know what their timeline is. And there's part of me that kind of looks at what the Brown County District Attorney's Office said and thinks this was that was a subtle way of saying, you know, we don't feel great about our evidence. And maybe that'll change, but it felt to me like it was saying it probably isn't. But again, that is purely conjecture. And until we see the actual police report, we'll never know what was even alleged, much less whether or not it was true.
By the way, after Thibodeau, my next one is 2011. This year is the second 2011. But we'll get to that in the future.
Okay, sounds great.
Thanks,
I look
Jason.
Forward to it. All right, take care. Be
Jason
good.
Wilde, All Packers All the Time on the Jason Wilde Yingling Hotline. A Milwaukee weight loss, it doesn't change. It's as simple today as it was yesterday, and that is I eat less, and therefore I weigh less. 229 down to 205, and I still eat less, and I'm still happy eating less. For a limited time, get $200 off for the Milwaukee Weight Loss Summer Special. Book your free consultation now at MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. That's MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. Results may vary. To me, what's special, and well, the most thing special is I eat less and I'm happy eating less. But there's no but. No intense workouts. Or yes, it'll work, but you got to do this. No, there's no you got to do nothing. You just get the consultation. They tell you the plan, how it works, and then as... When people told me about it before I started this, Homer, it's almost easy. To which I said, no, weight loss is easy. Not even almost easy. But I thought I'll try it. And that's exactly the right way to put it. You will lose weight because you will eat less and you'll be okay eating less. It may vary a little different from what I do to what works best for you. The keys for me have been a salad dressing that has no sugar because you don't have sugar and a barbecue sauce that has no sugar as well. So I can add that to any of my protein or any of my salads, and that's how I can eat less, or maybe I eat as much, just more salads with the salad dressing I like. Get the specifics for you at MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com, $200 off of the Milwaukee Weight Loss Summer Special. Book your free consultation. And yes, tell them Homer, or you could say Josh, or you could say ESPN Milwaukee. 262-235-3980. Tim Van Voren soon. Next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The Discount Liquor Twitter poll question will probably be closest to 100% as ever. That's fine. There's only one intention to make people, who the heck is Leon Rose? What he accomplished? Winning under the direction of arguably one of the worst owners in the history of professional sports is akin to winning the Olympic marathon crawling. I'm comfortable with that comparison. Seems to fit. For 130 years, Horicon Bank has helped Wisconsin businesses grow, doing banking differently since 1896. Today, that same local approach is now part of the Milwaukee business community. Again, business community. We're talking commercial lending, the greatness of Horicon Bank. Bringing decision-making closer to the people who matter most, you. Financing requests approved in days, not weeks. Bankers who understand your business. Products designed to support real cash flow needs. Because when it comes to commercial lending, Horicon Bank gets the job done. Now in the Milwaukee business community together, doing good for 130 years. TVV, Tim Van Voren, Fox 6 Sports on the Yingling TVV Hotline next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. The three most important letters in sports. Even better than those.
TVV.
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 It's Fox 6 Sports Director Tim Van Voren on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Tim Van Voren, four-time Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year. He is, as a result, on his own. Tim Van Voren, Yingling Hotline, Fox 6 Sports. He's at the ballpark. The Brewers playing against the Cleveland Guardians. But I'm assuming you were there for the last performance of the Miz.
I was not, Homer. It had to just be an electric atmosphere. Everybody you've talked to said it was just an incredible performance.
What have they said? Give us the
electric. Electric is the word. Just came out of the clubhouse. As a matter of fact, somebody was saying there are no words. Talking to some of the players today about it, they're dumbstruck. Even though they see incredible things happen at the major league level on a regular basis. I would just say, from my perspective, I was at a family event. We were out of commission for a little bit. Then we check in. We're like, how can the game be that far along already? What time did this thing start? It was a 2-hour and 4-minute game, Homer, less than 100 pitches for a complete game. I mean, what else do you say about somebody you've been touting for the longest time?
That's why I asked you, because I'm wondering what the players say in terms of, it's too bad it wasn't a no-hitter or a perfect game, because everything else fits about it. Everything is like never done this before, or they call them Maddox is what? A complete game shutout under 100 pitches. There are so many parts about it that would fit a no-hitter or a perfect game, correct?
And it was more dominating than plenty of no-hitters,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a perfect game. Yeah, it was like a perfect game. You get that, Schwarber erased on a double play, so you get down to the minimum, and he was never really challenged from not being at the minimum the rest of the night. It was complete domination, and I understand he had his charitable Parkinson's disease autograph signing here yesterday on the off day, swarmed by people, stays late to sign. I mean, this is a young guy dominating the sport, but still kind of learning life.
And you're there to tell us everything about him. Do you know what he has for breakfast yet? Do you know what his favorite cereal? It's to the point, I said, they're going to start, it's like Elvis, they're going to start selling the Miz sweat. Little bottles.
Any novelty, any curiosity.
Yes.
It's just incredible what he's been doing and doing it consistently. I think that's the thing you and I've talked about a few times, is that when's the last bad start you can think of? He goes out there and he turns in a quality start game after game after game at this level with, scouting reports are advanced. Teams are looking for him. They want him. The Phillies certainly wanted him after the little controversy last year about making the All-Star game. And he just went out there and took it.
What impresses him? Like, what, I mean, when he said, the month, but he, what, I mean, it's all about the process of you observing and learning about him. What do you think impresses him about what he's done or about anything? I don't know. I don't know anything about him. What's his favorite movie? What kind of car does he drive?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a Pokemon guy. He's a card guy. He loves that stuff. He takes great enjoyment from that. His kid-like enthusiasm when you see that, he got a big Pokemon card, in fact, the other day to commemorate the terrific start. You see kid-like enthusiasm for that. He's not married yet. He is engaged. He's, again, as I said a moment ago, kind of learning about life.
Have we met his fiance more than Roger's wife?
I met her last year. She used to be around, after he was called up and he was around. I definitely talked to her during the playoffs.
Oh, so they've been engaged for a while.
I don't know if they were engaged at that point last year, but they've been together. And, Mizorowski's, family's always been very supportive. He's kind of – Homer, it's interesting. Now, I'm just thinking off the top of head here, though. But, we saw Giannis grow up before our eyes. Mm-hmm. Great talent. But, growing through life, as the Giannis chapter appears to be closing, maybe we're seeing another kind of young, gangly, enthusiastic, happy-go-lucky guy who dominates his sport growing up before our eyes and is going to over the next few years.
I'm willing to listen to anything. I can make observations like everybody. He seems so happy. I don't know. That doesn't... That's not a word you use with professional players much, where you watch him and it's like he's having fun.
I would agree. Somebody just played the clip of him last year. Remember in the playoffs when he goes over and he feels that grounder on the right side of the infield and he runs over to first base by himself and he steps on the bag and he's so excited afterwards. I'm not sure if that was in the playoffs or maybe it was during the regular season, but he comes off the bag and he's all fired up and people thought, that celebration, that's, you don't do that stuff in the majors. Now you look at him and go, that's who he is. He was that excited to get that out at that point. That's who he is. That's the most you're going to see from him. The most outward enthusiasm you're going to see is when something good happens on the baseball field for his team. He's not self-absorbed. He's not yet or maybe ever, affected by the trappings of stardom. The guy wants to do his job for the Brewers. And I think, Pat Murphy and Matt Arnold and the Brewer organization do a great job of impressing upon their young players the importance of that. Murphy was saying it today. What's Cooper Pratt's biggest challenge? Hey, you're here now. You're playing for the Milwaukee Brewers. I told you that. If you're looking to get out of the pressure cooker or something, go somewhere else. You're on it now. We expect you to play a certain way. There are standards here. It's up to you to withhold them.
Tim Van Vorn, Fox 6 Sports. And not self-absorbed, but I would also say when Murphy has said, I think about the Miz, that he wants to be the best. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't see that. I don't. there, you see emotion in certain times. That's just like you alluded to. Like, I never know when it's going to show. Like, what really motivates him, or what inspires him, or what gets him going? It's all a learning process. I'll defer to you on that.
I mean, that's what I see and like you observe, and, you know, talking to Murphy or players around.
Right, like he's got an ERA for the month of 1.5. He wants to get it down to one. I can't believe that. I don't think that's human. Go ahead.
I think when he's presented himself with a challenge or something in front of him looks like it's going to be tough to do, he wants to do it. And if he does it, that's where he derives the most satisfaction, right. Whether it was sticking it to the Phillies or, you know, getting that out at first base.
He loves seems to love a tough challenge, the playoffs.
I think so. Yeah. And the satisfaction that comes from, I accomplished something, and he's team-oriented. Not I accomplished it for me, I accomplished it for this team.
And because when he talks about it, it's not about, like, it's a him thing.
I don't remember the last 20-second answer I got from Jacob Mizorowski. They're usually about 8 to 9 seconds. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I had command of the zone. Yeah, I mean, you know, but that's who he is. He's not being difficult. Right. He's representing who he is. He's comfortable with who he is.
Have you ever seen him mad?
I haven't. I'm sure he has been.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. You're around him. You observe him. I can't think of any. I don't know.
I mean, last year, I think we saw him frustrated. Remember, he had the early success, and then, you know, you could see maybe some umpires' calls got to him a little bit. You saw him frustrated, and I'm sure maybe, you know, that carried over into, you know, situations that we didn't see. But, you know, outwardly, I think he's pretty comfortable with the way things are going.
And I think the connection to Giannis, I think it's really good, right? I mean, Giannis just seemed like a kid having fun. And he wasn't near as good as the Miz was this early, but isn't that what you thought about Giannis? Like, he seems happy.
You know, maybe someone would shoot holes in the theory. As I said, I was just talking off the top of my head. But there are similarities to me. It kind of Bambi-like, right? All arms and legs. That's who Giannis was. That's who Jacob Mizorowski looks like. You know, tremendous success in their field of play or on the court. But young, flat out young, experiencing life, Homer, and experiencing it with all the cameras and social media on them. So you see them process as they go through. I think there is a parallel there, particularly ironically, as you know, we'll see what the next few weeks hold here for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You alluded to a little bit what the player said, what jumped at you, that what really impressed them the most about Friday, or it was just, well, that's the Miz. That's how good
he is. I'll tell you what, Homer, I don't know if you've been in the Brewers clubhouse. Mizorowski has a locker in one of the corners. He's right there with everybody else. He just sits in there and does his thing. He talks to everybody around him like anybody would. There's nothing special about what goes on over there. That's kind of the vibe of the Brewer Clubhouse in general, but it's definitely the vibe of Jacob Mizorowski. The guy's, he was an all-star his rookie season. He's going to be, you know, potential Cy Young Award winner his first full season in the major leagues. He does not carry himself that way at all. He carries himself like a 23, 24-year-old guy from the Midwest who's awfully happy to be here.
And that sounds like another Giannis, without saying another Giannis. Thanks,
TVB.
Yes, it does.
All right, Homer.
Tim Van Vorn, Fox Sports. He's at the ballpark. And yes, the question never changes. Is Miz pitching today? The answer is no. Damn. Never knew how much frustration there is when somebody that special is a starting pitcher versus an everyday player. I want him pitching 4 times a week, at least. I know golf is next. Are we done ahead of time? Is that possible? No. We're behind, just not. But it won't be golf in progress. Next.